The opposition is attempting to mislead the public with misinformation about what the Fairness for All Marylanders Act would do. The Fairness for All Marylanders Act updates Maryland's anti-discrimination law to include gender identity. What this means is that transgender people are now covered by the anti-discrimination law in the same places that already include sex, religion, race, sexual orientation, and other characteristics. And so it simply means that every transgender person and every Marylander has the opportunity to work for a living, secure a roof over their head, and eat lunch at a restaurant without fear of being denied basic rights just because of their gender identity.
Now, the opponents argued, and they argue that, in essence, a man who may identify himself as a woman can go into the ladies' room and do something illegal, you know, harm women and young girls. Their words, not mine. Your reaction to that?
This is a reaction to a misperception and a misunderstanding about who transgender people are. And that's okay. You don't have to understand exactly what it means to be transgender to know that everyone has the right to get a job or get a house or access public spaces without fear of discrimination because of their gender identity. Now, some very legislators shared some of these concerns when debate was initially going on around the Fairness for All Marylanders Act. And so the legislators worked hard to address these concerns within the letter of the law. Based on the definition of gender identity, a man who puts on a dress to commit illegal acts is not covered by the definition, would not be covered by this law, and illegal acts would remain illegal.
This would not be a legal defense for somebody who chooses to behave that way, right?
More than this would not be a legal defense, numerous local elected officials and law enforcement officials have submitted testimony throughout the session that in the jurisdictions within Maryland that already have these protections in place, they have not seen a single incidence of these scenarios that the opponents are claiming.
And I know that's in this similar legislation exists in Howard County. Is Baltimore City covered? The other jurisdictions.
Five jurisdictions in Maryland have already stepped up for fairness and included transgender people in their anti-discrimination law, including Baltimore City, Baltimore County, Howard County, Montgomery County, and Hyattsville in Prince George's County.
Are the opponents perpetuating a false stereotype?
The opponents are perpetuating a false stereotype due to the public not understanding and them not understanding what it means to be transgender, and that transgender people are people whose sincerely held core gender identity does not match the sex that they were born into, and they take steps to live their lives as their authentic selves. This is not a decision that someone makes waking up one morning to start living a different way. Transgender people go through a process and go through sometimes years of a transition process before living as who they are. But what doesn't change is that internal sense of gender identity that everyone has of themselves as a man or a woman.
And it's not something – it's a difficult process because, I mean, you get a case like Chrissy Pullis from a few years ago. I mean, you're subject to harassment, physical – I mean, that case was a physical attack.
The Fairness for All Marylanders Act was put into place to protect transgender people from that very discrimination that's faced – regularly here in Maryland. A 2011 survey of transgender Marylanders showed that over 54% reported being harassed or mistreated in places of public accommodation, like restaurants, like movie theaters. And these are people who are trying to live in the public sphere as themselves with their families and are facing harassment and mistreatment. Without the Fairness for All Marylanders Act in place, Maryland would have a patchwork of protections where a transgender person could be denied basic rights depending on what exit of the interstate they got off of, depending on what zip code they were within the state of Maryland. We need to show statewide that Maryland stands up for fairness and will not allow discrimination just because some people are uncomfortable with those who are different than them.
Behind you, I see a question six sign from 2 years ago, and I see a few others around this office. is this going to be like the question six battle? If this gets on the ballot, voters will they approved question six, and overwhelmingly, too.
Well, Delegate Parrott and opponents have an uphill battle to even convince enough voters to repeal fairness to get it on the ballot. They have to collect over 18,000 signatures by the end of May. While a recent Goucher poll showed that 71% of Marylanders supported updating our anti-discrimination law to include transgender Marylanders. That sounds like an uphill fight to me.
Anything else you want to add?
In addition to the definition of gender identity, the Fairness for All Marylanders Act contains an exemption for spaces that are designed to be used by multiple people, designed to be used by one sex, and where disrobing is common, such as locker rooms.
Right.
And the exemption allows a business owner to create a functionally equivalent private space, which empowers that business owner to figure out what makes the most sense for them. It can be a private space within a locker room where anyone who's uncomfortable using that public space would have that functionally equivalent private space.
They're not required to do this, but they can certainly do it if they feel, you know, the clientele, I guess the economy would dictate it, or the economic demands.
This places no extra burden on business owners. Right. Legislators, again, address that concern by creating language and including language that empowers that business owner to figure out what makes the most sense for them. And again, this is only if that business owner wants to use that public exemption.
All right.